Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk. This is show number 2. Hurrah! Yay. Everyone cheer.
Yay!
Thank you. We're back. And you're listening to me, Angela Bryer Stevenson, and I have my wonderful co-presenters, Sue Parker.
Hello.
How you doing, Sue?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. And Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How are you, Sue?
I'm fine.
She's just like, you're supposed to say Jan. How you doing, Jan?
I'm also fine, thank you.
And
very much.
It's just going to be a good afternoon, isn't it? And we have a super guest this afternoon, Carol Brace. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Angela.
How you doing, Carol?
I'm doing very well, thank
you. Oh, good. And you got here safely?
I did.
And some marvellous little tasters over there that we're going to be discussing a little bit later on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And slurping, online slurping. We're going to be having some tasters. And some food, I think, I see in that box over there as well.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Well, that's me, listener. I'm off. See you later. I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, so Who Cares Wins Radio, our first show last week, went really, really well. Thanks those for listening, those that tweeted us. Remember, we do have a live Twitter feed during our show, so we can not necessarily always reply to your tweets, but we do have them. They pop up. So do tweet us. Say hi. Say hi to Carol. And also, if you have any questions for Carol, our wonderful juice therapist. So we will be quizzing her later and doing our marvellous interviewing techniques, which we've had great feedback on, by the way. So we can always go into new careers as interviewers. Perhaps we should talk to Paul about some recruitment training. So we will investigate further about your life and juice therapy. And we also have some updates on events later on in the show, various things going on around, not just within Kent, but perhaps further afield as well. So do tweet us any information. We can shout it out on the radio show between now and 4 o'clock. If we don't get a chance, then please do keep those tweets coming through, and we can then post any answers to your questions or your queries. And also Carol, she will reply via our Facebook page on any queries or questions that we don't get time for today. So how's your week been, Sue? What have you been up to?
I've just finished a commission, which is all good.
Are you allowed to share, or is it still secret?
Well, it's still secret.
Okay, say no more.
But I'm pleased with it. It's very good.
You'll have to shoot me afterwards or something.
Yeah, I do.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. And Jan, you're looking very laid back and chilled out there.
I'm very relaxed. I'm sharing my mic with Carol today, so most of the time I shall just be sitting back and chilling. Thank you.
I'm not going to allow that, you know. Just to sit back and chill out. This is a radio show, Jan. Please.
Okay, I'll try and wake up.
No slapping allowed in this studio. Thank you. We don't have any abuse. We have our producer who is overseeing us. And if there's any violence, it will be dealt with. I can assure you, listener, there won't be any problems with that side of things. Now, a couple of questions that came in via people that had listened to the show last week, either live or they listened back, either through channelradio.co.uk, or we are putting it up on our various websites. So Jan Mulligan has been super, 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 super efficient.
Battling with HTML, and up on the Greenleaf Ergonomics website, you can find the Listen Again facility under the resources page.
You're so fab. how does she find time to do all these ticky things and then put it all in a folder and super training notes as well for us, which is fantastic. And one of the questions that was posed was how we came to put this radio show together and where did the idea come from and how did we all come together. And one of the things was, first of all, through networking. So we are all very passionate about networking. And some of you know, with our fellow radio presenters on various shows, that we go to the marvellous Kent Business Tweet-Ups. And that's actually where I met both Jan and Sue at the various different tweet-ups. And as you do at these marvellous tweet-ups, we got chatting over a variety of coffees and paninis. And I think, Sue, we stayed there all afternoon at Lenley's.
We did.
Thank you, Lenley's. And it is very much through networking and discussing our overlap, really, wasn't it, as to how we found out that we shared a lot of similarities. And yet we also would also go off on to probably sort of slight different angles, different tangents as well. And chat, chat, chat. And from there, the idea popped in. I was actually listening to one of our other wonderful shows that's on channelradio.co.uk that is called The Business Bunker. And I'm sure, listeners, you're very aware of that marvellous show by Paul Andrews and various co-presenters, Jules and Joe and Rebecca and sometimes Audra. And I heard Jan Mulligan. You were on that show.
I was indeed.
And you had a wonderful lady I also know called
Jennifer Avery Stevens.
That's the one. We all have these wonderful long names, don't we? No, Sue, we don't have. Sue Parker, straightforward.
Jan Mulligan, straightforward.
Okay, okay. Carol Brace. Yes, I'm the odd one out today. Thank you very much. Fair enough. And you were on the show talking about your various disciplines.
Yes.
And I was listening, as I do, and the thought popped in my head, hey, how about a radio show to do with health and well-being? Could we do that? Could we share it? So me being me, very shy and retiring.
Do you believe that, listeners? I don't think so after last week.
I can't see any tweets yet, so that's cool. And it was literally those discussions started. We said, well, we could do the radio. We then started to talk to Channel Radio, especially Paul Andrews. And as in true entrepreneurship, we would then say, hey, let's just do it. Let's get together. So various coffee shops, various meetings at my marvellous house where I provided, well, you provided cakes, didn't you, Jan? And I provided the coffees, or the decaf coffee, to make sure that I didn't actually bounce off the ceilings. And here we are, show two.
Show two. And never thought we'd get here.
Ever evolving. That's our plan. We are based on you, the listener, making the programme evolve and develop as much as we can within the time frame that we have as well. So it's very much about information sharing. It's also hearing your stories, feeding back, sharing events, activities, and also the lots and lots of things out there, the overlap. And we also are recording various people that want to be on the show. We were recording someone this morning for future shows, so we can come to you within reason. Although I suppose if they paid the train fare, we could go to Edinburgh somewhere travelling. Although not at the moment, there's lots of snow.
Well, time it with a festival.
Hey, yes.
Sounds good.
We could, couldn't we?
Sounds an idea.
So that's a little bit more about the show and how we came about. I don't think I frightened you off, did I, when I first met you two?
Not yet.
Jan's just collapsed on the floor. Doesn't quite know how to react to that one. And Carol's being very well behaved over there with her juices in front of her waiting. And hopefully we've got some energizers, have we, to keep us boosted this afternoon?
We certainly have.
Marvellous. I'm looking forward to the chocolate. Chocolates. And also our email, if you need to contact us and let us know of information. All of the contact details, just to remind you, are on our web page through channelradio.co.uk. Alternatively, through the tweet up, we can reply and then take the conversation offline if we need to get more details that 140 characters wouldn't necessarily get it all across. Or you're doing 3 or 4 or 5 tweets in one go, taking up everyone's tweet up box. Is that a real thing? You call it a tweet up box? No, I think I've made that up, haven't I?
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. I like making things up. That's not how I work, by the way, listener. I do actually, I am a professional one. I do have the relevant qualifications. And we also had some feedback last week that people enjoyed the interaction with finding out about us and what we do within our careers. And I think we had a few people who were sort of, oh, that's what you do. Sue, a few intriguing... she's not just putting you in a box and realising that you do more than one thing.
Oh, yeah.
And expanding. And Jan, listening back as well, we were laughing this morning, weren't we, about, is that really me?
It's when you have all these ideas and thoughts and knowledge in your head, and then when you say it out loud, it disappears into the ether. And then suddenly you're listening back to what you've just said. And fortunately, quite a lot of it made sense, which is very pleasing.
Well, you see, you did have a master interviewer, did you not?
I believe so.
Yeah, this is some strange woman last week.
Some sort of
discussions. I had a great interviewee, an interviewer, so I did really, really well. So we have, throughout the show, we have a few tunes we're going to play. And we aren't necessarily going to it yet. We're probably thinking of... teasing you a little bit with some of the songs that we play, and there'll be more about that later on throughout the shows with regard to the music that pops up. But needless to say, if you do, listener, have a particular piece of music that you find very inspirational or very uplifting, very motivational, it gets you going and you're more motivated and you get through your to-do list quicker than the average bear, then do let us know, because if we can find it and source it, we will play it. And we promise not to sing along to it. Well, not live on air anyway. We might bop around the studio afterwards. Sue's nodding away. Yes. Don't headbutt. Just bop away over there. Yes. And we also want to make sure that we are covering all aspects of health and well-being. So today is very much about nutrition and fuel. Fuel for the body. Making sure that we are energized. That we are... getting all the nutrients that we need. And Carol, our marvellous guest today, thank you so much, Carol, for coming down. We are going to learn more about this juicing therapy and why it's really, really useful for us to actually think about what we're putting into our bodies and how it can actually help with our alkaline levels, our acidity levels, and making sure that we get all the right vitamins, etc., 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 from the nutrition. So we are going to find out much more information from our marvellous expert about that. But do remember, listener, that this show is for you. And if you have something you'd like us to discuss, to debate, if you have some information that actually we need to get it out there, people aren't aware of either a particular therapy or a certain amount of events or activities that are going on, that we need to shout about it and we need to let people know that these things exist, either for a voluntary sector or it could be for somebody's business. They're just starting and they've started something really, really new, really, really unique, or something that's out there already, but they're just doing it with a slightly new slant. So again, do let us know. You can get in touch with us about being a guest on the show. And as Carol will vouch by the end of the show, that we don't bite. We're nice, aren't we, Carol?
Absolutely.
Yes. A nice little cosy studio here. And we have little hugs. If you like hugs, you don't have to have hugs. But if you like hugs, we can give you hugs. And we can discuss and debate various questions. One of the key things that we want to get across, as we said last week, is that it's from various different angles and various different perspectives. So we aren't always saying it has to be this way and this way only. We are inviting you to bring up the debate. If there's something that you've heard that's different, then please, and I know our guests are all very much experts in their field, and they will be able to then give you their opinions, their feedbacks, their experiences on those questions and those queries. So we will be hearing more from Carol. And just before we go to some music, is there any final burst of inspiration that we need to get across just yet? Sue, you're looking at me very strangely over there.
I do that a lot.
This is true, listener. She does give me some strange looks. I think it's just me, actually. I don't think it's anything to do with Sue at all. Jan just looks... Well, Jan, you're beside yourself, aren't you, sometimes? Yes, and speechless. So should we have some music? Would that be good? Please. She's praying now, listener. She's kneeling and praying. Please put some music, Angela, and shut her up. Okay, I will. I promise. Knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue.
bum, bum, bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the food.
Okay, welcome back after that. Hope you were getting some exercise. We have a caller on the line, the marvellous Louise Coxchester of Mindfulness UK, mindfulnessatwork.com. Hello, Louise. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can, and it is the most immense pleasure to be on air on your new programme.
I'm
very much looking forward to this, and so it's lovely. Lovely to be with you.
Oh, that's fantastic, Louise. Thank you so much. And I know that you are a busy lady with various courses, either in the public sector, in the private sector, and also public courses that you're running. I know you're going to be running one in Whitstable, I believe.
Yes, we are. You know, my company is called Mindfulness at Work.
Yes.
But what we also do is, for people who don't yet have the ability to access our four-week mindfulness course in their workplace, what we do is we also run them kind of not for friends, but for people, you know, for sort of interested, you know, friends of mindfulness at work, which we run as a sort of not-for-profit in different places. So we've got one actually starting in Whitstable on the 11th of April, which is at the Horsebridge Centre. What our course is I don't know, I mean, you know quite a lot about mindfulness.
I do, yes.
As does Paul Andrews,
having been
on my course and being a big advocate of it.
They are absolutely fabulous courses. They are a great introduction, definitely. If you haven't been listener, then you do need to go along.
I think what's great about mindfulness is it gives you the opportunity to be kind of more objective about what's going on in your life and to be able to kind of look at, you know, when you're feeling irate because somebody's cut you up in the traffic, to actually go, that's interesting. I'm extremely angry at this moment. and to be able to kind of recognize that and to for it not to actually really disrupt your day and actually make you feel, you know, very stressed. So it helps you cope with stress. Mindfulness also helps you have greater attention to detail, and it allows you to focus for longer at whatever you're doing. It also helps you with seeing things from other people's point of view, stepping back and having beginner's mind. So it's very good when you are with somebody who has a different kind of point of view, maybe somebody in your family or a co-worker who is actually very, it helps you to empathize and to not have so much conflict.
Absolutely.
To resolve conflict more effectively.
And also, Louise, I know that a lot of people have talked about with mindfulness and some of the meditations out there as well, but people say, oh, mindfulness, it's been around for years and centuries. But the good thing is that we also have this scientific research, don't we, now, that I know you've got a lot of information you share on the courses.
Well, I've been practicing mindfulness now for 18 years, and I was very lucky because my next door neighbour, who I noticed was always cool as a cucumber in a crisis, told me about it. And what happened was that in the last sort of couple of years, with the advent of MRI scans and encephalographs, you can actually measure activity in the brain. You can measure the thickness of grey matter.
Yeah.
And you can also see neural pathways, actually where, you know, where when life happens to you, you can now see whether it's the amygdala, which is your fight or flight response area of your yeah. brain, or your prefrontal cortex, which is your kind of executive, let's take a measured, you know, measured response to this,
yeah.
you know, action. You can see which bit lights up. And what's really interesting is actually if you do our course, it's been scientifically shown that if 4 weeks of practicing mindfulness for 10 minutes a day with a weekly class, 45 minutes only, you actually can change the structure of the brain so that the grey matter in the sort of more advanced areas of the brain actually gets thicker and is used more often. And also the neural pathways change, so you actually use the sort of more primitive areas of your brain, the fight or flight response, less. So it was really when we noticed the science coming through that I realized that kind of the science had caught up with my experience in my life, and it was time to kind of share that with other people.
Absolutely. And also I know from my own personal experiences of being on Louise's courses and also working with Louise closely on other avenues that you also give away a CD so people can practice, and it's the experience, isn't it, at home as much as through the class.
Yes, I mean, in the class, you have a very experienced mindfulness practitioner who teaches you as a group 45 minutes.
Mm.
So it's not too long, it's not too onerous. In the workplace, it's often in the middle of the working day. And for the open courses, it's, you know, they're normally running at sort of 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
And then what happens is you get a CD. We also have a fantastic app that you can use on your mobile.
Oh, yeah,
and you can listen to the CD or listen to the app just for 10 minutes every day. And a lot of people do it even on the bus on the way to work, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we also have a daily email prompt that comes through. And people really love the prompts because it reminds them to notice certain things which are going to really help them in their life, like noticing being judgmental and trying to kind of focus on maybe potentially being more patient.
Absolutely.
To try and start to look at things with beginner's mind. So these emails come through every day, and people find that the email, the app, the CD, and the weekly training all adds up to them really understanding at the end of the 4 weeks what mindfulness is all about. They've experienced in their life and they have the tools to be able to use it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's on an ongoing basis.
That's the key thing, I think, listener, is that also it's not a lot of people are aware of courses, and I know myself, I've been on them. You go to a course and it's all about the talk and the theory, but your courses are very experiential. People go away and actually you've practiced a certain mindfulness technique that they can then go away and keep doing that through the week. And you, as you say, you've got the prompts. So all of that.
We've delivered the course to hundreds and hundreds of people now.
Mm.
And what's amazing is we do these anonymous feedback forms, and they all come through to the office. And actually, I love opening them.
Oh, fantastic!
But every single one, the first question is, have you found this course beneficial to your life?
Yeah.
We've never ever had one who hasn't said yes.
No.
And in fact, you know, I mean, I think sort of probably about 90% say that they want to continue, and they'd like to do more. You know, they'd like to learn more. That they found it beneficial in the daily prompts. So it's very, it's wonderful. It's very positive, and we get emails back from people, you know, a year or two later saying, you know, they're still doing it, and have we got a, you know, weekend coming up or
yes,
anything.
Yes, they ask you about retreats and things, aren't they? They want to do more.
In fact, I'm hoping we're going to be able to run one at Witherden's Hall in May or June, because there's a lot of demand for that.
Fantastic. Oh, well, remember, Who Cares Wins Radio, we can talk to the listeners and let them know and share the events, and I'll definitely be there, Louise. So just to backtrack there, just to remind the listener that your next public course, just remind us that all of that stuff you're talking about is all in a very fine package and at a very good rate. And how where do they book and how can they get onto it?
So our website is mindfulnessatwork.com.
Okay.
And there's a courses button, and if you and there's open courses, and on there it has the details of all the different courses that we've got running, and we've got one just about to start, which is being hosted by JP Morgan and Number One Knightsbridge in London for anybody who's going to be up in town, and we've got one starting in Whitstable at the Horsebridge Centre on Thursday the 11th of April, and it's 5:30 to 7. For 4 weeks.
Excellent.
And the price is £75, and that includes the VAT, the credit card fee, and the Eventbrite booking fee. So it's basically just it's just the cost of the materials and for the trainer.
Well, that's fantastic.
It's just nice to be able to put them on for people so that they can experience mindfulness.
Oh, that's great. And Louise, I know we've been speaking, and you are going to come on our show and talk a little bit more about mindfulness in more depth. That would be great. And some of the great work that you're doing in the private sector, which will be fantastic. So we'll post all those details up on our Facebook page and also through our various websites so people can find those details. If you can't get all the information down, listener, don't panic. We will remind you towards the end of the show. And I know you're a very busy bee, Louise. So I will let you go. Thank you so much for ringing in and talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you.
And I'll see you soon. Take care. Thanks, Louise. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was Louise of mindfulnessatwork.com. And her fabulous, as I say, I can't shout about it loud enough, that my experiences of the actual four-week course, you have to go on it to experience it, and you won't look back, I promise. Come and see me if you don't. So we now can get on all that activity. I was just sidetracking. I was looking over the desk at Carol, and she has now some delightful coloured glasses or cups full of, I've got a greeny looking thing. I'm not sure if I like the look of that, Carol, but you can explain that to me in a moment. And then there's a delightful looking red one that reminds me of my university school days or college days of more alcohol, probably. But you'll tell me that that's bad for me, I'm sure, Carol, that it's now, this is healthy stuff now we're talking about, isn't it?
We are talking about health now, yes.
So over to our health and nutrition and fuel, what was I going to say? Good fuel. Carol, juice therapist. What's a juice therapist?
A juice therapist is somebody who can support you and teach you how to introduce nature's fast food, really. Good nutrition.
I like that. Nature's fast food. Hey. So how did you get involved in it? Was it something that you decided on a particular journey, or was an experience? Was it something?
It was having a mother who was on 17 pills a day.
17. Wow.
That's quite a small amount today, though.
Really?
It was one particular day when she said to me I was coming up to retirement, and that's what I should expect, to get sick. So I came out of there and wandered into the local bookstore, and I don't know what I was looking for, but a particular book jumped out.
It had legs. It leaped off the shelf.
It was by Jason Vale, and it was called 7 pounds in 7 days. Now, I wasn't looking to...
7 pounds as in money, or £7
as
in
weight?
Oh, okay. It was a diet book,
basically. Yeah. And I nearly put it back because I wasn't looking for a diet book, but I just leafed through it, and it wasn't actually a diet book. It was a change of life book, really.
Okay, so more about your lifestyle?
Yes. Yeah. The fact that it was... I mean, it was originally going to be called 7 Days to Health, but the publishers decided that £7 in 7 days sounded...
My stomach's rumbling already because I'm just looking at those chocolates. Sorry, Carol, sidetracks there.
That's all right. Sounded better. And indeed it did. It sold the book because people like diets.
Of course, there's that hook word, isn't it? Diet. Right.
So,
but we don't like diets in here, do we?
No.
So,
no.
No. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you.
Well, juicing will free you from that diet trap, actually. So I took the book home, read it from cover to cover, and I did the detox, and it just changed my life completely. And a couple of years after that, this course came up for what, a juice therapist.
Okay, to become qualified as such.
That's right. My daughter's... encouraged me really to take it. I didn't want to work. I was retiring. So I did the course. I was the first one to complete it.
Fantastic.
And decided that I couldn't keep this information to myself.
So excellent.
I'm now working as a natural juice therapist. I do workshops. I do one-to-ones. Fabulous. Well, anything really.
I'm just so intrigued by these colours, and I am quite a colourful person, as some of you listeners out there who know me will know that I am a colourful person. That's probably from rebelling with financial services being very black and white and bullet points. I'm very much a colourful person now, and I got rid of the pinstripe suits. So we've got a green one and a red one. Tell me more.
This one here.
Oh, there's two. Oh, they're two different green ones.
They're two different
ones. Okay.
And I've actually forgotten which is which.
Oh. Now, is there going to be a taste test?
Yeah, a taste test.
A taste test.
The smaller one. Now, you had a juice from me before.
I did, yes.
And you asked me.
I did.
To bring you one. And I think it's this one.
It does, yes.
So if you have a taste.
Am I going to have a slurp?
Have a slurp. And that.
I'm reaching across, listener. I'm about to slurp. I'll be back.
That will have some apple, pineapple. Some cucumber.
Oh, that's lovely. So what have we got in here? Apple.
Apple, pineapple.
Pineapple.
Cucumber. Some lime.
Lime.
And I've blended it with avocado.
Avocado.
Avocado, your essential fatty acids.
Isn't that fattening, avocado? Don't they say that loads on the calories?
Yes, they do.
But that's wrong?
Absolutely. It's the fats we need. We need fats.
And, we do need fat.
And for the last...
Do you want a taste, Jan? No.
Sue? I don't know how many years we've been encouraged not to have avocados or nuts and seeds.
Yeah. And nuts and seeds are now becoming quite hip-hop, aren't they? We should be having more of those.
We should, yes. The right kind of fat.
So does this have a particular name? Is this like a...
That's the turbocharge.
This is the turbocharge. Yes, this is Angela. I like this.
And of course, what makes it so green is the spinach.
It's got spinach in too.
Oh, no wonder there's plenty of energy.
I'm Popeye. Look at my muscles. Look, they're improving already. This is fantastic. So where would they find these recipes, Carol? Do you have your own on your website, or are they in the book that was it Jason Vale?
They are in Jason Vale's books. There are recipes all over the place now.
So talking to a complete novice, and I don't know about Jan or Sue, have you juiced before?
No.
No, Jan?
Not personally, but friends have.
No, but you know. Yep. Now, look at this face, Carol. I haven't got a clue where to start. So first of all, I suppose I need a machine, some sort of juicer.
You need a juicer.
I can't just chop it and sit on it or something, no?
No,
What sort of juicer would I need to get?
We recommend to begin with a Philips juicer.
I'll call it Philips.
There's one...
Are there particular numbers?
Yeah, there's one, the 18871.
Gosh, she's good, you know. She's good, isn't she, Jan?
We're back to bingo numbers.
Yeah. And that legs 11, number 11.
And there is a new Philips Avance.
Oh, I say.
But personally, I prefer the previous one, the 1187.
But yeah, we're going for Philips.
And we want the previous one.
We chuck it all in, do we? Or do we have to do any preparation?
No. Everything goes in whole. If you're going to put spinach in, then you put an apple in first and then push the spinach down.
Wow.
Put another apple on the top You don't peel anything. The only things you need to peel are oranges and grapefruits. And
and why is that? Just so
because
that
it has an oil in the skin that will upset your tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody. I have known people that haven't peeled them and it's been fine, but we advise that you peel the orange and the grapefruit. And also a lemon if it's waxed.
Okay, now this is a good question, because from my very basic shopkeeping or shopping skills that I have, I'm good at shopping for shoes and boots, but not necessarily so much for waxed and unwaxed lemons.
Mm.
How will I know the difference? Is it pretty obvious?
You can actually.
Or is there a label?
There is a label, but you can actually, if you rub your thumb on a lemon, you will get some of that wax off. It's not very nice at all.
Okay.
And you certainly don't want to be eating it.
Okay, interesting. Mm. Yes, Jan's pointing at me now. Go on.
Just wanted to nip in there. In terms of different varieties of apples and pears and that sort of thing, apart from flavour, is there any benefit from one variety to another?
No. It's all they've all got similar nutrients.
And in terms of ripeness, unripe versus quite ripe?
Ripe is fine. I mean, the apples that we're juicing at the moment are Kent apples. And they are particularly ripe because they're at the end of the season.
Mm.
And they probably have lost, you know, some of the nutrients, but they've still got a lot of goodness in them. And it's certainly much, much better than the cans and the bottles that you buy in the shops.
And I know that we do have some listeners. I'm just looking at through the tweets as well. And I know that... bless Sue, she's over there squinting away. Sorry, shall I put that screen a bit nearer for you? Sorry, I put it a bit too high, didn't I? A bit too high. But I know that some of the listeners, they were saying the questions around sort of, well, what juicer do I buy? Where do I start? Do they need a recipe book, or would it be better to come, for example, one-to-one with you to get some guidance and to be shown, a bit like with the mindfulness courses, you know, experience it rather than trying to follow a book? Is it easier?
They don't need a one-to-one. A one-to-one, I would recommend if you were sick, basically, if you had lots of health problems, or if you were someone that needed one-to-one support.
Yep.
You get lots of information from workshops.
Yep.
And everything you need to know you will find out from a workshop.
And these are the workshops you were talking to us earlier about.
Yes.
That you run throughout Kent.
Yes, we go anyway really for a workshop.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, I'm veering now that maybe I should have a change of colour. Instead of going for the green, shall I go for the red? And then perhaps we'll have some music and come back, and then we'll go for the final green. But also a few more questions, if I may, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Sue's got some questions as well. She's itching to answer, but she was just hanging from the rafters there trying to look at the screen. So I'm sorry, Sue. I should put the screen in the right place. So I am going to go for the... I'm going to go for it. Yeah, I'm going to go for this red one. She's reaching across.
That's a very earthy juice.
Earthy.
Earthy.
Hey, baby.
Very good for high blood pressure. Give you lots of stamina.
Oh, now I'm liking that. Now tell me what's in it.
That's very simple. It's got carrot, apple and beetroot.
That's the red, the beetroot. Mm. And is that raw or cooked beetroot?
No, raw.
Raw beetroot?
Mm.
Am I going to be okay?
Don't
eating
ever cook
raw
your
food?
Beetroot, Angela.
Really, Carol?
No.
She's telling me off. The fingers
You'll
out.
You'll have no live enzymes in there whatsoever.
Live enzymes.
Mm.
I need to find out more about live enzymes.
You do, yes.
Yes, I do. Sue's happily swinging away over there with her live enzymes. I think we'll listener, we're going to carry on drinking our live enzymes, and we will be back to talk more to Carol. Remember, if you've got some questions, do tweet us at Cares Wins, and if we can get to those questions through the show, we are fast running out of time. The time does whiz by in here, but we will aim to try and get those questions answered, or again, we can post them on Facebook. So have a little relax and a slurp or two, Sue.
Channel Radio.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen.
Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back. Who Cares Wins Radio. And the road to nowhere leads to juicing and the benefits to juicing. We've been having a good old slurp here. And Sue, you finished. My goodness. Did you like that, Sue?
I did.
And that, what one was that you had?
The one with the beetroot in it.
With the beetroot. So what's going to happen to her, Carol? Is she going to go all rosy?
She's going to be full up.
Do you feel full? Mm-hmm. You don't feel hungry? So you don't want them crisps that we mentioned
and
earlier?
And she's going to have masses and masses of energy.
Fantastic. Now, Carol, we haven't touched this one in the middle here, which is another green looking. It's a very similar green, but listener, it's probably, it's a lime green, whereas that's more of a pea green, I would say. I don't know, Jan, would you agree with me on my colour scheme?
Colourblind, don't ask me.
Oh, okay then. Can you, actually, that's a very serious note. Can you tell which one's which?
I could, because Carol filled them to different levels, but not in terms of actual colour.
Ah, okay. But I suppose that doesn't matter, Carol, does it? In the sense of, no. As long as I know what fruit I'm putting in.
That's right, yeah.
And the order that they, do they have, you said something about put the apple in first, then the spinach. So does that mean that there's an order?
No. Not really? That's just if you've got spinach. If you put spinach in a centrifugal juicer on its own, it'll just fly around and you won't get the...
Okay, you're now talking technical jargon to me. When you say centrifugal juicer, is there a different type of juicer?
There are different types of juicer. There's the centrifugal that spins very, very quickly. And
okay.
And there's the masticator, which
masticates. Oh, like chewing.
Mm. That's right.
I could do that for free.
You could.
Just, hey, listener, if you need it to be masticated.
We have our own juicer and our own blender. We've had them since we were designed. We just don't use them anymore.
Explain, Carol.
Well, the body has that system. We don't chew our food enough and we don't digest it properly because we're all so bunged up.
Yeah.
So... basically, a juicer does what your body should be doing on its own.
Okay.
And because it isn't, that's the juicer's doing the work for you.
Okay. So let's turn to this lovely lime looking greenie. I'm going to go for the slurp, listener. So I'm going in. Cover me. I'm having a slurp. Have you had this one, Sue?
I have.
Jan? No. You've passed it over to Sue, haven't you? She's just. Look at them empty glasses.
The difference with that one.
Isn't that what they do on the wine tasting? I should ask Jules about that, shouldn't I?
Now, that one has some courgette and fennel.
Courgette.
As well as the spinach.
So courgette and fennel.
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
Spinach.
And spinach. So they've both got... Is that what gives it the green? Although we've got the cucumber
as well, haven't
we?
The spinach gives it the green, I think, yes.
Do I need to put any supplements and things like that in them, or just purely go for the juices, the fruits and the veg?
There's a lot of people are confused about supplements,
right?
And there are a lot of supplements on the market.
Mm.
But if you're using good quality fruits and vegetables, especially organic,
yeah,
you don't need to have those supplements.
Okay.
If you're having the low class vegetables that have less nutrients, then obviously supplements would be beneficial.
Yep. Okay. And also, let's go to the benefits.
The benefits of juicing.
Oh, yes. Sorry, not the benefits of supplements. Benefits of juicing.
Well, the benefits are incredible.
Where to start?
Where to start, yes.
Maybe go back one stage then, because you mentioned earlier about if somebody wanted a one-to-one, it's probably because they're ill, something wrong with them that you would want to sort them out. Is that a correct term? Sort them out. It's not a very nice term.
Basically, in a nutshell, the body heals itself.
I like the nutshell. Did you see that? She did that. She's so good.
The body heals itself.
Uh-huh.
It was designed to heal itself. We aren't meant to be sick. But it can only do that if it's fed the correct nutrients. It's like a car, really. If you think of your car.
Yeah.
My
good old girl out there, she is.
Is she's run on petrol.
She's old. Yeah, bless her.
What would happen if you put diesel in it?
Well, I'd probably get shouted at by my husband. Obviously, haven't read the signs, and he would say various things to me. But it wouldn't probably go very far, would it?
No. And the same as with the body.
And cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
To get fixed.
We tend to put the wrong fuel in and get surprised because it doesn't work at the end of the day. So,
as well as the benefits, obviously looking at it's. I suppose what you're saying is it's naturally linking with my body and how my body should work, and the fuel and the various nutrients and how it processes them, etc. Why can't I just eat fruit?
You can.
I can?
Yeah, you can. But people just don't.
So why has juicing become really, really quite popular, hasn't it?
Yes. Juicing, as I said earlier, is nature's fast food. Now, if you're eating raw fruits and vegetables, and you can eat raw fruits and vegetables, it will take the body anywhere from, up to about, especially if you're eating cooked meat, anything up to 2 days for that food to be digested.
Wow. So it's sitting there.
It's sitting there in your colon, bunging everything up. But if you juice it, it goes straight through and it's within your bloodstream within 15 minutes. So it's nature's fast food.
Right.
And that's the benefit. It's not natural to drink juices instead of, eating food.
Sure.
It's not a natural thing to do.
Yeah.
It's just that what's happened.
So now that you've juiced these, if I go back to my old world, I talked about last week with the listeners about my corporate world and my commuting to London. So I haven't got enough hours in the day to perhaps make things. I want fast, grab it, shove it in. So how long do these last once I've perhaps done a juice in the morning, or could I do the juice the night before and then just whip it out of the fridge and off I go?
Again, if you have a centrifugal juicer.
Mm-hmm. I know what that is now.
That's the Philips one.
It's the spin dryer one.
You can do all your juicing and then freeze them.
Ah.
So you can just take them out the fridge. If you put them in the fridge, they'll last for up to about 8 hours.
8 hours. Okay. So I could do it the night before and then take them on the train or the bus.
Yeah. And with a masticating juicer, anything up to about 24 hours, they'll stay in the fridge before they start to...
Cool. Do you see Jan's face there? She's pondering. Jan, do you have a question? You're pondering something there.
I was just, because you said cool, and you were talking about fridges, but you meant cool as in that's a good idea.
Yes.
But my question was, we're talking about the health benefits. Are there any risks? Can somebody approach juicing the wrong way? Take too much, mix things in an incorrect fashion?
As with anything, I think you can overeat. I don't think you can make yourself sick from what we're talking about here is natural fruits and vegetables.
I'm slurping.
It's what the body recognises as food. I don't think there is a problem. Having said that, if you were on medication, then yes, there are foods that would react with the medication that you're taking, which is why if you are sick, your doctor should be able to tell you what foods you shouldn't be taking.
Okay.
But I can also do that as well.
So you can give that listener the advice, the support, and also the signposting of where to look or who to talk to about either there. And what about allergies? Also, is that something...
That's why I haven't been trying them today, because I spoke to Carol earlier. I do have a whole range of intolerances.
Yeah.
So Carol and I are going to have a chat off air.
Good. Well, that would be really good because I'm sure there's some listeners out there that may have some similar or even different allergies or concerns. And so what we could do is perhaps share, if you're willing, Jan, super sharing, that we can share that on Facebook on some of the answers you get about what juices you can or can't have or what you need to do. One of the questions I have, yes, go on then, Sue. She's been slurping away quite happily there and now has a question. She's energized into a question or
I
two.
I do. I'm really enjoying them. They're absolutely lovely.
Really?
I'm drunk too already. just got the third one to go. My question really is, I am a little bit concerned about having so many cold liquids. Do you have any alternatives to having cold?
There are no alternatives to cold. I mean, you don't warm your juices up. But having said that, there is one that you have hot, and that's a hug in a mug.
Oh,
and that's
a hug in a mug.
A hug in a mug.
Aye, that sounds lovely. Sounds grand.
And that's half an apple, a third of a lemon, a chunk of ginger. Juice that, put it in a mug, top it up with hot water.
Oh, lovely.
Teaspoon of honey.
Oh, delicious.
Wrap the hands around the mug.
Or the mug, as my husband would say.
Aye.
Sit there by the fire.
And have a bath.
And slurp.
Have a hug in a mug. In my bath. With my toothbrush. Oh, yes, my toothbrush. Yeah. When do I brush my teeth? People are worried about this. Rotting my teeth.
They are. If you don't brush your teeth for 30 to 45 minutes after you've had a juice.
Okay.
Or you can drink through a straw.
Yes.
Which is what I do. I usually drink all my juices through a straw. But yeah, just make sure that you don't.
And why is that? Why is that, Carol? Why?
It does all the natural sugars. Tend to soften the enamel. So if you scrub your teeth after swilling it round your mouth.
You'd be taking that off. Okay, I'm with you.
So just leave it for 30
that's a good excuse.
It's time
to brush my teeth. I'm just hurrying all over Sue now. Stinky breath. Okay. We are fast running out of time, Carol. We could talk for probably another 2 hours. So I'm sorry, listener, that we may not have got to all your queries or questions. But we will try and filter any more of those through our Facebook site. But we do have some events and some listings for this week that we want to share with the rest of you out there in listening land. So before we do finish, we've got about 5 minutes or so of the show left. So, Jan, I know you've got your wonderful bit of paper over there. What have we got event-wise?
I've indeed. Just a couple of quick events coming up in April. On the 11th of April, which I believe is a Thursday, there's the Pilgrims Hospice pop-up tweet-up. This is in connection with the Kent Business Tweet-Ups. It runs from 5 till 7 p.m. at the ARC Centre. That's the Anne Robertson Centre, London Road, mm-hmm. Pilgrims Hospice. If you want to go along, please email Wendy Kelk. That's wendy.kelk, K-E-L-K,
at the lovely Pilgrims Wendy. Hello, Hospice. Wendy. She was listening last week.
pilgrimshospice.org or check out the Kent Business Tweet Up site and all the details will be there, but they would like you to let them know if you're planning to come so they've got an idea of numbers.
Cool.
And as a lot of people will know, April is London Marathon Month.
Yes.
On April the 21st, which is a Sunday, our first contact is running. This is lovely Jane Dunsby.
Yeah. Hello, Jane, if you're listening. Well, I think she tweeted us earlier that she can't listen live. She's going to listen back later. So hello, Jane. Hope you had a good day.
Well, Jane is running the marathon in aid of Pilgrims Hospice. And if you want to donate, it's at justgiving.com/Jane-Dunsby1. And again, on our Facebook, we'll have all details about both of those events. And if you are running the marathon or doing any other charity events, let us know and we'll do our best to promote you.
And I know, Sue, you have picked out a wonderful another quote for us this week, an insightful, what do we call now? We're going to go
inspirational
for the
inspirational
insight. And I want to make sure that we get that on air before we disappear. So, Sue, fire away.
Okay, the inspirational insight for this week is from Louisa May Alcott. As you probably most people know that she wrote the book Little Woman. And it's called Far Away There in Sunshine Are My Highest Aspirations. I may not reach them, but I can look up and see their beauty, believe in them, and try to follow where they lead.
Fantastic. Well, that's about it for us this week. So thank you everyone for listening in. Or if you're listening back later, then thank you for listening in later. And we will be with you next week, either probably a recorded show coming on air because it's the wonderful Easter weekend. So have a super time if you are enjoying the break. And we will be back next week or the week after. Thank you. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Carol.
Okay. Bye.
Sometimes I don't know why.